Bronwyn, why should we lower the voting age? What are the benefits?
With the declining rate of voting, which has been noted in most of the Western world, one of the questions which comes to mind is why are young people not becoming engaged in civic affairs and in democracy? And so one of the ideas is that if we quicken their imagination towards voting at a younger age, it could be that we actually get a chance to give them opportunities to participate as citizens earlier. So one of the greatest reasons for lowering it is to encourage the awareness that they can be democratic citizens at a far younger age. And the research around the world shows that when this has been done, there's very good evidence of high rates of pickup of 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds.
Does that voting interest, is it sustained? Do they continue to vote as they move through life, or is it just at that age?
Well, the countries which have done it have been reasonably recent, so I don't have my fingertips how it plays out longitudinally. But certainly it has a very high initial uptake in places like Scotland, where they voted on the referendum to leave Britain and so on.
Now, what about concerns that there's susceptibility to peer pressure or manipulation, that younger people may be more, you know, susceptible to that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, I think this is a valid concern. And in fact, it was one of the reasons I was initially quite hesitant. I'm a high school teacher, and I feel that I could quite easily, you know, encourage my students to think certain ways politically if I wanted to. So this is of concern. But at the same time, I think that the young people that I've talked to about this assure me that they are, by 16 and particularly 17, which I think is probably a better age to do this, far more able to critique their teachers and their parents and form their own opinions. So one of the things which is really important is that if we did lower it, we would need a consolidated, purposeful kind of education of both teachers and curriculum documents to encourage people to do this in a really good way. And that actually is the second part, which I think needs far more attention than just lowering the vote.
So one concern, Bronwyn, is that generally people might think that 16, 17-year-olds aren't very interested in politics or what's happening, and they might not be able to, you know, deal with the ideas. How much truth is there behind that kind of concept?
So, yeah, good question. I think that when we look at the type of issues that adults think young people should be interested in, we do find that young people aren't necessarily that engaged. But when I've interviewed over the last, say, 8 years about 350 young people personally, and when I ask them as young as 13, 14, 15, what are you interested in? What makes you mad? What issues really burn you? Every single student, without exception, has come up with one, if not dozens. And so I think one of the mindsets that needs changing is that adults have an idea of what traditional politics looks like and the kind of issues it involves. Young people aren't necessarily aligned to that complete block of ideas, but nonetheless have political and citizenship imaginations around the ideas which matter for them. So it's a slightly different way of approaching it, and I've never found any young person without an interest in something that we would call citizenship.
In a slightly different vein, how important is engaging more voters to preserving our idea of a democracy?
It's really important, because at the moment, if we look at it, we have the older, generally well-heeled, middle class and above adults making most of the decisions for the whole of society. And we have a disproportionate weight on those who are older in their ability to influence politics, because they're the ones who are voting at the highest rates. And this is, if we can get young people to understand that actually the decision making in society is strongly being governed by a whole bunch of old white people, then I think it would get them a lot more keen to have a say if they realise that the younger people really aren't involved enough. So one really good example of this was Brexit. And in the post-Brexit surveys, when they looked at who voted, young people just didn't have a chance to to, well, that young people didn't take up the chance to vote in the way that they would have, which was strongly to remain with the EU. And so basically they're the ones who are left with the decision making of the adults above them, which they strongly disagree with in the majority.
Now, Bronwyn, as a high school educator yourself, what is the role of, you mentioned, I think you touched on this before, but what's the role of people like you in helping to inform students or you know, teach them about politics or get them involved?
Yeah, well, I think there are some incredibly good opportunities in schools to actually educate young people to be citizens right now. So on the back of a 2-year study I've just done with young people in New Zealand who, for their senior assessment, are allowed to now take action on an issue that matters to them, and they get assessed on this. We've interviewed 93 students who have done this assessment, and by far the majority, something about 85%, just said it was one of the best experiences of their life, where they got to actually participate on something which really mattered to them. So teachers provide those opportunities, and even curriculum and assessment opportunities are there in high schools. I think there's less in Australia than New Zealand at the moment, but they appear to be very good formative experiences for taking young people through an experience which they then felt that they could repeat by themselves without a teacher later. And what our understanding of the growing political identities of young people is that they develop through trying again and again different experiences of engagement in society. So it appears that the more you try, if they're positive experiences, you generally want to do more.